biggest issues that contractors make is they just go out and they do all these jobs, and then they wait till the end of the year to have their accountant tell them, hey, you made money. And the contractor goes, well, it doesn't feel like I made money because I don't have any damn money in the bank.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, welcome to Contractor Fight TV. Today, we're gonna talk about whether or not you're an accidental lowballer or not. Nobody ever plans to be a lowballer as a home improvement contractor. Very rarely is somebody going, I wanna go out there and be the lowest price guy and undercut everybody and all this other crap and then wake up one day and realize they're not making money. So right now, over the next few minutes, we're gonna look at the two main reasons that lead to you possibly being an accidental lowballer. Let's go. Hey, the first indicator that you're an accidental lowballer is that you don't have an estimating process. And because you don't have an estimating process, you're missing a lot of things that you don't charge the end customer for, but they come out of your pocket. So you got the double whammy going. You're not charging enough to do the job, and then you're getting hosed on the back end, all right? And the other problem that's wrong with when you don't have an estimating process is you're inconsistent in your pricing. And when you're inconsistent in your pricing, you will never have the opportunity to really understand where you're strong in things, where you're weak in things, where you need to get better as an estimator. All right, so what are some of those things that we miss in an estimate when we're pricing a job? It's things like drive time. How long is it gonna take you to drive, you know, a half an hour up the mountain to paint somebody's house or fix something? What's it gonna take to stage the job? How are you gonna get up there? Maybe there's angles to the yard and some things like that. All right, all these little hidden costs. Maybe there's parking if you're working downtown in a city. There's parking fees. You gotta tip the doorman who's gonna get you in and out of the building. I mean, there's so many factors that we often miss because we don't have a clear estimating process. So I wanna encourage you to take the time and make sure that you're accounting for everything so that you don't end up being an accidental lowballer. So check this out. I'm gonna show you a simple tool to use for you to go ahead and make sure that you're not missing things on your next bid. All right, hey, what's going on? So I want to talk about having an estimating process. And I know there are so many different programs out there and things like that. So it doesn't matter what program that you use. This is just a simple spreadsheet that I have that can help you organize your thoughts. So I want you to think of each project as three different phases. You have the preparation phase, you have the build phase, and you have the finish phase. And so right here, it's simple. I just come here and I ask myself, how many hours for things like pre-job visits, setting up the job? So how many hours for pre-job visits and drive time and non-production stuff? One of the biggest mistakes people make and they become an accidental lowballer is they don't account for all these things and their price ends up being half the price of the companies that actually understand this stuff. So let's just say I'm going to, you know, paint the side of a house or paint a whole house exterior. All right. Well, maybe I've got, you know, 8 hours, you know, of running around time, setting up the job, materials, you know, non-production type thing, color selections, whatever. So I'm going to throw 8 hours in there. All right. How much time for the prep of the job, right? This is the actual work that you're doing on the job. Maybe you got to strip the side of the house. You have to sand, you have to caulk, you have to cover and protect and all those other things. Put it in there, say it's a couple of guys for a day, you got 16 hours. And then what are the materials going to cost me on this job, all right, for this phase of the job? Maybe it's just $350.
And then what's the average cost per labor of your crew? Add up what you pay all your guys, divide by the number of guys, and let's just say for this sake, it's $20. We know that this phase of the job right here is going to cost us $830. You as the contractor. Okay. And this is cool because you've accounted for these things in your project. All right. So you want to make sure that you are not being an accidental lowballer because you're not accounting for these things. Then you get into the actual build part of the job, the painting or whatever it might be, installing the doors, whatever. However many hours to do that thing? Let's just say it's three guys for a day. Materials are going to be $1,000. You come down here and it's at $20 an hour again. This phase of the job again is costing me about $1,480. Okay, so not real complicated here. And then finally, the last phase that we're going to look at here is the finish. How many hours for wrapping up this job? Cleanup, detailing the project, doing the final walkthrough, some things like that with the customer. And again, maybe it's a full day for a couple guys. Maybe there's no materials on this phase. And whatever it is, it costs you $20 an hour. It's what you pay. So guys, here's what's cool. When you figure that out, you see, okay, I got a 64-hour job. Materials are costing me, what they're costing me. And I've got what I need to write the check for. You're going to write a check for $2,600 or so to do the job. Now, check this out. This is where a lot of guys go wrong. A lot of guys, they don't account for this 8 hours of non-billable time, okay? And maybe not as much on the cleanup. Maybe they only, account for a part of that time, and then they end up, it's $300-$400 less or whatever it is, okay? So you got to account for these things, or else you're going to get screwed. Then you simply come over here and you say, do I have any other costs on this job? Rentals, permits, you're having to buy a specialty tool for this project or whatever it is. Let's just say here it's $250 for something. This job is costing me $2,880. So I know that in order to make a 50% gross profit on this job, I need to charge at least $5,760. And as long as I bring it in these man hours, and as long as I don't spend more than this $2,880, I'm going to have a 50% profit. So make sure that you are not missing the things that are not directly related to just building or installing or painting the thing, but you have all those hours and expenses surrounding it. That'll help you to stop being an accidental lowballer.
Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want. All right. And we're check to check and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. do things the right way, and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. TheContractorFight.com/100K.
The second indicator that you're an accidental lowballer is that you're not doing regular job costing on all your projects. Guys, job costing is the scoreboard. It's the moment of truth. It's the no BS zone. That's what job costing is. Job costing is a debriefing after the project to make sure that what you planned on doing in your estimating process actually happened, actually worked. And if you are not at what you estimated or better, then you got some work to do. And one of the biggest issues that contractors make is they just go out and they do all these jobs and then they wait till the end of the year to have their accountant tell them, hey, you made money or you didn't make money. And what often happens, they go, hey, you made money. And the contractor goes, well, it doesn't feel like I made money because I don't have any damn money in the bank. All right, guys, this can be avoided by job costing each and every project. And so what I mean by that is simply this. When you do the job, you tally up the time, you tally up the materials and the other expenses, and you subtract from what you sold it at, and that is your gross profit. I'm gonna walk that through you real quick on the board just to spell it out, make it super simple. Because once you get this down, once you have a strong estimating process and you have a strong job costing process, you're gonna avoid being an accidental lowballer. All right, check it out. So you come over here. Let's say you sold a job for $10,000. In your estimate, in the time that we put together, you said this thing's gonna take me 64 hours to do it. I got $250 in equipment rental or some other stuff that we've talked about that could possibly other expenses. I plan on spending $1,000 in materials, whatever that might be. Guys, this is what you planned upon. Well, if you go out and execute that job and then you just move on to the next job, and you never take the time to debrief the actual, how did it actually play out, you are an accidental lowballer, because 99 out of 100 contractors that don't job cost are not charging enough money. All right, so what happens if you come out here and you planned on doing 64 hours on the job and it took 70? What happens if the other, okay, fine, we're exactly there, but if your materials were, you know, 1200 because you estimated what it would take you to do something or whatever. Guys, this changes the equation, and instead of making the 50% or better gross profit that you planned on making, you actually made less because your hours are higher, your materials are higher. All right, so I'm $200 more here, and I'm $120 more on the labor if you're paying your guys $20 an hour. So I'm, you know, $320 higher to produce the job in what I planned on. So make sure you're taking the time to job cost. All right, thanks for hanging out with me today. But listen, most contractors lowball. Unfortunately, most of them don't know that they're lowballing. So take the time to establish, number one, a clear estimating process that's repeatable, that accounts for all the things on the job that you get to pay for that oftentimes you don't account for. And secondly, take the time to job cost. When you take the time to job cost, it shows you the scoreboard, and the scoreboard never lies. And by the way, if you want access to that estimating sheet that I showed you, hit the link down below in the description and we'll send it to you for free, and just to help you out with that whole process that you got going on. Appreciate you being here with Contractor Fight TV, and we'll see you guys next time.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight. And our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.